Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, would you say that you prefer listening to country music or alt country music?
Gee, that's a tough one, Jim. I mean, that's like trying to pick between Bill Callahan and Bonnie Prince Billy.
Okay, Patrick, let me set this up here for a second. We are going to do a patron episode today here on Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And this one came about because, I mean, first off, we owe this guy a patron episode anyway. But second off, he contacted me and said, is it too late for me to get my 2021 album recording in for or album pick in for when we did that series? And we were past the point that I thought was the cutoff, so I said, it is too late, sorry, you know, take your stuff elsewhere. And then and it was mostly because he went to Purdue. And then after that, a couple of other people sent in late picks, and which we just had on a little while ago as a like bonus pick episode, and I wanted to get them in. And then I was like, oh, but if we get them in and they blew the deadline and then I don't have this guy in, then I'm going to hear about it. And so, no, it's not that. It was just, you know, it just seemed like the right thing to do. So then I reached back out to him and he says, no, I don't really want to do it now. I'd rather make it a patron episode. And so here we are today. Welcome, Scott Parks.
Hey, thank you. You know, I was going to do it, but I feel so strongly about this record that I couldn't limit it to just a 3-4 minute call or voicemail, and there's several songs on here that I wanted to highlight that I figured I'd just use my patron episode to talk about this,
to talk about it more in depth, right? So this
that's right.
So this album we're going to talk about today is your favorite album of 2021?
This is my favorite album of 2021. Yeah, I didn't call in before because I actually couldn't pick a favorite. This one came late in the year. I had a bunch of different records that I really liked this year. The new Low record is awesome. Bonnie Prince Billy with Matt Sweeney, Super Wolves is incredible. M. Dumokhtar, you know, so many. Like, I had like 7 or 8 records that could have been top of the list, and I'm like, I can't pick, so I'm just not going to make a list this year. So okay. I told myself, you know, early December, I'm like, I'm not making a list. I got this in the mail the last week of December, basically near Christmas. I got it in the mail. And the record that we're going to talk about is called Blind Date Party. And it is a collaboration between Bill Callahan and Bonnie Prince Billy, otherwise known as Will Oldham, with 19 artists that either are on Drag City or are, you know, associated with Drag City or a Drag City artist. And Drag City being a record label in Chicago, who is the record label that both Bill Callahan and Bonnie Prince Billy are on. And this is kind of a weird one. Is this even a 2021 release? I don't know, because all of these songs are collaborations between Bonnie Prince Billy, Bill Callahan, and other artists. And some of them were released as singles in October of 2020 through March of 2021. So they released a single every week or two for, you know, 4 or 5 months. Stopped March 2021. No one knew it was going to happen. And then late 2021, they announced they were going to actually release it as a double LP. And obviously, I immediately jumped on it. And long story short, I didn't know what I was going to pick. This came, I got it. And even though I'd heard all the songs, the actual package itself, listening to them all in one piece of art, just kind of blew me away, and I've been obsessed with it for the last, you know, month and a half or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say that it definitely qualifies because the official drop of this album as a proper album was in 2021. So we're good. We're good. Yep, don't worry. Don't fret about all
as
that.
As a proper album, it was, right? You know, streaming-wise, it was definitely available on all the streaming services in the year 2021. It was late 2021.
Okay. So it's Blind Date Party.
Scott, the VAR review is over. It's fine. It's 2020.
I appreciate that. You know, every time I see VAR, I'm watching a football match. I'm
hold
like,
on.
I know my team's going to get screwed here. So not, I appreciate
in this case. VAR is ruled in your favor.
That's right.
That's good.
Okay, so it's Blind Date Party, Bill Callahan, Bonnie Prince Billy, and friends. And where should we start here, Scott?
Well, it's four sides. So I figured we would kind of like just kind of quickly go over each side.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give you kind of my top song of each side.
Yes.
A couple of the sides have more than one song that I think would be at the top. It starts out, though, with a cover of a Yusef / Cat Stevens track called Blackness of the Night. I'd never heard the song before, and it's really good. They did it with an artist named Azita. Not familiar with Azita. It's a great track. Track two is Odied in Denver, which is actually a Hank Williams Jr. song. The version they did with this is with Matt Sweeney, who is in the Superwolves with Bonnie Prince Billy. It's awesome. Like, the original version is kind of a fun go, happy. Oh, I OD'd in Denver and couldn't find my girlfriend, whatever. This one, they put it in a minor key, and it's really, really, like, you know, crazy dark almost.
Yeah, it's a great version. That's one of the ones, Scott, that I got
so
attracted
good.
To when I heard it. Yeah. Because the whole Bo Cephas story, folks, is one of the craziest stories in American music.
Yeah, it is, correct.
Step back and think about being born as Hank Williams' son. Like, that's
exactly.
Not a good position, yeah.
Exactly. And on side one, they also covered Billie Eilish, which was a little bit of a surprise. And
wild.
I'll tell you what, their version of Wish You Were Gay is awesome. I love the song. I love Billie Eilish. Actually going to see Billie Eilish with my daughter for the second time here in month or month and a half.
Nice.
Super excited about it. They made this song kind of like an 80s type synth rock, synth pop song. It's so cool. But if I had to pick one song on side one, it's I've Made Up My Mind with Alistair Roberts. Alistair Roberts is an artist that had worked with Jason Molina in the past and been kind of a fan of his, to begin with. And this song is kind of strange. It's a 60s gospel song. It's not available on any of the streaming services, but I found the original song on YouTube by a guy named Dave Rich. And the version that he originally released is nowhere near as good as what Bonnie Prince Billy brought to the table. And I'll kind of go back in time with how they came up with this. They each came up with 9 total songs each. 3 that they wanted to sing themselves.
It's amazing.
3 they wanted to duet with the other. And 3 they wanted to hear the other sing. So that's 18. There's a 19th track, which they figured out they would play together, and I'll get to that a little bit later. So this is one that Bonnie Prince Billy takes the lead on. He's the one that picked it. The way they actually picked who was the person who was going to collaborate with them is there's one of their friends, their dog, picked the person who was going to sing or collaborate with them on each song. He came up with a way where he put treats in his house, and the dog would go get a treat. And when the dog picked the treat, that was the person that was going to pick or going to collaborate with them on this song. And there were no notes passed back and forth between artists. So the artist got the song. Will Oldham and Bill Callahan said, you do with it what you want. You come back to us with an instrumental track. You have it you arrange it the way you want to arrange it. Send it back to us and we'll put our vocals on it. And that's basically how they did it. So that's another thing about this record that I love so much is that every track is different because you have a different person or band arranging and making the actual music, and then you've got Bill and Will putting their vocals to it. So, but I've Made Up My Mind. It's a gospel song. It honestly sounds like it could have been recorded on a front porch of a, cabin in the Tennessee mountains. There's no, like, the instrumentation is a fiddle and maybe a little bit of a kick drum or a little bit drum. It's so good. I love it so much.
All right, shall we hear that?
Yeah, that'd be great. Godly love.
right. That is just tremendous.
Yeah, I love it. I love just the sparse instrumentation. Yeah. I love how Bill Callahan brings the bass with his voice.
Yeah, wonderful. It's sparse, but it's very rich, too, you know?
It is, correct. Yeah. And, you know, Bonnie Prince Billy, Will Oldham, whatever you want to call him, Palace, like, he's recorded under so many different names, and his voice is not something that everyone loves. It's a little nasally. It's a little bit whiny. It's a little bit, I don't even know how to describe it, but it's not for everyone. But if you like him and you love him, like, he has this soul, even though it's not a deep voice, but he's got just this feeling that he brings to these songs. And if he loves a song, you can feel it through your headphones, through your speakers. And that one is just one that I know that he loves, just based on the fact that the way, you know, his performance was.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well said, Scott. And I'll say this, I think that he absorbed Dylan in a way that is really, really smart and savvy. Like, he understood Dylan as kind of the changeling who could always be in different shapes and confuse his audience and all that. And he also kind of understood what Dylan did as far as influencing music. And he took that and has taken that to a, I wouldn't say the next level necessarily, but he's taken it to his own personal space. I mean, anytime you write a song, you know, with the lyric, "The devil says you're crazy," then you're in pretty good territory right there.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay.
So the last track on side one is Our Anniversary, which is actually Bonnie Prince Billy covering Bill Callahan, who song was released as Smog. And if you're out there and you know Smog and you know Bill Callahan, you need to check it out, because it is literally, I listened to the original song after I listened to this cover. I'd never heard the Smog version, and I couldn't believe that it was actually the same song. So yeah, that was another highlight. But again, my favorite is the one we just covered. So
okay,
side B starts with Rooftop Garden, which is from Legendary Hearts from Lou Reed. And this version is crazy. It's collaborated with a guy named George Zylouris, who I think is maybe a Greek artist. I'm not sure, but this song sounds like it could have come from the Middle East or something, or, you know, it could have been played in a gypsy camp. It's awesome. I love it so much. You probably recognize the next song, Deacon Blues. And that is the Deacon Blues. It's the Deacon Blues that you're thinking from Steely Dan. But this is
not, I'm never listening to this record again.
this is not yacht rock version. This is the yacht rock version. This one you could definitely hear in like a wine bar.
Nice.
It is so awesome. They did it with a guy named Bill McKay, and he has an acoustic guitar track throughout the entire 7+ minutes nonstop that he's playing this song. It is so awesome. So I struggle to not pick that one. I know that fans of the podcast would want to hear Deacon Blues, because I know there's a lot of Steely Dan fans out there. But on this side, for me, it's all about I Love You. It is cover of a Jerry Jeff Walker. Sorry, Jerry Jeff Walker. So it's
J.D. Walker song. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I had never heard of the original before this. And
he was a wild one. Let's just be honest. Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you what. There's a lyric in this song.
Yeah.
So you can't go too far, because there's a lyric that you can't say on the podcast.
That's right.
But I'm gonna have this song featured in one of my upcoming Rock in the Suburbs radio shows.
There's radio shows. What are you talking about, Scott? Is there a radio station?
There is. There is a Rock in the Suburbs radio. Yeah, and I'm going to be on there. But
sweet.
Go to suburbsradio.com, peoples, and listen to it.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen to it there. Scott Parks is one of our top DJs. Yeah. So go on.
Sunday night, I think. Might be the time. Yeah.
So, but this, you know, second verse, the Bonnie Prince Billy actually, like, kind of messed around with the lyrics, and instead of sparkling rocks, he used the F word rocks, which, you know, it's talking about cocaine and whatever. But this song, once you hear it, you're not going to believe who is the collaborator. So if you want to go ahead and play it, then we can talk about who collaborated on this song with Bill and Will.
And I have been been a fool, foolhardy. I stumbled once or twice. You came and put me back on my feet. Patching together all the busted pieces of everything I broke running from me. And I love you, yes I love you. Someday I'm gonna travel far away. I'm gonna
Okay.
So it's everything to me. I love the saxophone in that song. And Will Oldham's been using the same guy that played sax on this in his last several solo records or Bonnie Prince Billy records. And I love it. It just cuts to my soul. And it's just, I can't get enough of that sound. I don't even know how to describe it, but I love that song. The Jerry Jeff Walker version, I listened to that after I've listened to this, and it's so good too. That's another thing. I actually created a playlist on Apple Music of all of the original songs that I could find. So I found 17 of the 19. I couldn't find two. So I would listen to this, and I would go and then listen to the other 17 songs, and I would just go back and forth, back and forth. And they did such a good job of bringing the heart of the song, but doing it their way. And again, not just Will or Bill's way, but the way of the actual artist they collaborated with. So I don't know if you guys know that song, but it's awesome. I love it so much.
Scott, what do you think compelled them to take on a project like this? Because it really appeals to me. Like, you understand the roots of it, but you want to find the heart of it, right?
Right. I'm assuming it had to do with the pandemic. You know, everyone was, they couldn't tour.
Right.
They are trying to figure out how to continue to be creative without having to use all of their creative juices, right? You know, they're trying to, to do something to continue the process of being an artist. But some people have to tour and they have to play live to be able to continue to like get that voice, right? So I'm thinking that might have been part of what it was. That's another reason that this record, once I got it on vinyl, it spoke to me because every single song has a little blurb that's between Will and Bill and the artist that they, you know, collaborated with.
Wow.
Talk about why they picked the song, how they picked the song, how the artist actually like created, you know, the music for the song and what they were kind of feeling. And it just tied it all together. Again, I had heard all these songs before for months. I'd been listening to the tracks on Apple Music and whatever forever, and it wasn't until I had the physical product in my hand that it actually like kind of hit. Even though I'm not listening to it all the time physically, it just hit once I listened to the first time and I was able to read and able to look at the pictures and stuff. So I think it's just, it's the pandemic. I mean, it's changed us all. I can't think of another person or any person who hasn't been changed by what's happened over the last 2 years.
Thank you, man. That was a great answer. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So we're on a side C.
Okay.
So side C's got three songs on it. First song's called Sea Song. It's a song I'd never listened to before. It's a little bit strange. I don't dislike it. It's probably my least favorite on the record, but I would definitely take a listen to it. The next two songs, though, are very good, and it took me a while to pick between the two to actually come up with one that I wanted to talk about. The second song on side C is I've Been the One. It was written by Lowell George on the first Little Feat record. It is an incredible song, and Bill Callahan takes lead on this, and it is awesome. I love it so much. I wish that this was on side D because I would have picked this for sure, but I can't not pick Miracles, which features Ty Segall. It's by a guy named Johnny Frierson. The song that he released like, I don't even know when it was released. I don't even know when it came out. I don't know how they found this guy, but it is an incredible song. It's basically a guy and his guitar, and he's just doing like bass notes with his foot, you know, stomp, like almost like blues guitar. And the song is so happy, and all the songs on this record are just about basically we can do anything. You just have to believe in whatever, and that's what this song is about.
If you believe, and if you try, you can do anything. You can do miracles, things that seem impossible. You can do miracles. Miracles, you can do them. Have faith, you are human, only human. And human beings, they do miracles.
And Ty Segall, or Segall, I don't know how you pronounce it, he kind of brought like a different feeling to it. It's kind of funky. I don't even know how to describe it. It's kind of futuristic funk is what I would, how I would describe the version that they released on the Blind Date Party.
If you believe and you try, you can do anything. You can do them. Miracles, you can do them. You are human, only human. Miracles, miracles. Well, you can do them. Miracles. Well, you can do them. Miracles. Well, you can do them. Miracles.
Oh man, I love that song so much. And you know, so we're on to side D. Side D has the most number of songs, but it's actually got my least favorite grouping of songs. They're up there, none of them are bad. There's an interesting one that starts out side D, which is I Want to Go to the Beach, which is a Iggy Pop song.
Yes,
late period Iggy Pop. But this is done with a guy named Cooper Crane, and he does it in a dub style, like dub reggae style, and it's super interesting. I don't love it, but I also don't hate it. It's something that actually kind of grew the number of times I listened to it, so that's great. Night Rider's Lament is all, another Jerry Jeff Walker. Then Bill Callahan covers Bonnie Prince Billy, or it was actually Palace at the time, Arise Therefore, that's great. They cover The Knights of Santiago, which is a late period Leonard Cohen song, which is awesome. They actually cover, if you can believe it, Air Supply. Lost in Well.
No way.
If they didn't, I wouldn't listen to the whole album.
They cover Lost in Love by Air Supply, featuring a guy named Emmett Kelly. It's, I'm going to tell you what, it's incredible. I love it. It wouldn't be the one that I would pick, but I
really,
enjoy it.
Okay.
It's so good. I love it so much. They end the record with a John Prine cover, because why wouldn't you end the record with a John Prine cover?
You're right.
She Is My Everything from, I can't remember what it was called, but it was one of his later period records. It's so good. But the highlight of side D is The Wild Kindness from The Silver Jews, featuring Cassie Berman, who is David Claude Berman's wife. So this is the 19th track, the one that I mentioned to you that wasn't picked between the two of them. I don't know how they came about picking the song or having her do it, but she put together all of the instrumentation. She actually had a vocal track that she had in there, and they kept her vocal track in while also both singing with her. And it also features almost all of the entire, all of the artists that were in this record, and it's called the Drag City Chorus. It is awesome. I love it. It can't beat the Silver Jews version of The Wild Kindness, but what can? And it's just a nice tribute to David Berman. It's just a great version.
Wonderful. Okay.
So, yeah. I love the record. I hope everybody goes out and, you know, at least listens to some of it, if not all of it. I would recommend trying to listen to it as a piece instead of the individual singles. And if you have the ability, I would buy it. You know, even if you buy it on CD, you'll still get all of the liner notes and get all of the information. You know, they've got pictures. They've got pictures of all of the artists that they covered. And on the inside of the gatefold, if you get the vinyl, they actually have in the kind of a format that looks like Pussycats with Nielsen and John Lennon.
Love it.
They've got, it's kind of like a cartoon version of all of the collaborating artists. And it just, the packaging ties it all together. I love it so much.
So cool. So we'll play out with the Wild Kindness. All right.
Sounds good. Yep.
Thanks very much for talking about this record. You know, as you were talking about it, I was vaguely sort of remembering how I would see some of these songs come up in Spotify, but I did not know it was all collected together in this one album. So that's really a treat. So Blind Date Party, everybody, check that out.
Yep.
Great stuff, Scott. And thank you so much for supporting us. And
yep.
I would say to you, when is your radio show again? Suburbs Pod Radio?
I don't know. I don't have a slot totally set down yet. I've recorded my first show, and I've got two more shows already programmed. I already know what songs I'm gonna spend. So
cool.
Well, I'm not sure. Just keep an ear out on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio, and you'll hear me from time to time.
Where's the best way to find that, Jim? Suburbsradio.com.
That's it.
Right?
Go there, and there's a daily schedule there, and you can click ahead and see different days of the week. And by the time this episode airs on Suburbs Pod, I would think that Scott will have a regular time slot by then. So check that out.
Yeah, and I will have already gotten fired. So.
So you can take that spot.
I might have already gotten fired as well. So who knows? We'll see.
By the time you hear this, we've already started a rival station. So
I'm going to tell everybody out there in Suburbs Podland, if you have any idea that you ever wanted to have a radio show, it is super easy to do. And it's so fun. I had such a blast recording my first episode.
So fun.
I would highly recommend doing it. Just reach out to Jim, reach out to Keith Jacobson. Just reach out and say, I want to do it, and just do it. It's so awesome. This is going to be a totally another level, a different level on top of what we already get with the podcast. It's going to be awesome.
Well said, Scott.
I think there's an opening 3 p.m. to 3:15. If somebody wants that spot, they can have that.
What is that, Schoolhouse Rock?
Yeah, that's right. It's Caddy Day at the Bushwood.
Oh, give me that Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah.
As soon as you came home from school, get a slice of cheese, go watch Schoolhouse Rock.
Okay, thanks very much, Scott. Let's get out of here. If anyone would like to comment on Blind Date Party or the works in general of Bill Callahan, Bonnie Prince Billy, feel free. We'd love to hear from you. The number you can call is
612-440-1984.
There you go. Or you can email rock@suburbspod.com or hit us up on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram @suburbspod. And by the way, you can also find Suburbs Radio on Facebook. Search for Rock and Suburbs Radio there, or on Twitter @suburbsradio. All right. And then you can find out when Scott has a show. All right. Let's get out of here. It looks like Patrick already left. So it's Rock of the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linhan. That was Patrick Foster.
And I'm Scott Parks.
We'll talk to you all later.
Hey, it's not that bad. You know, we got snails and worms.